Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I recommend skiing for the sheer thrill. Going down a big slope as fast as a moving vehicle. It's a dangerous sport though, and confidence is a must. But really, if you don't even practice some basic exercises, you're going to have a hard time mastering the skill. If you're out of shape, I suggest doing a bit of working out and some strength training before you get out there. Otherwise, you're going to be tired out after one run.
Speaker B. I love going to the ski resort near my town every year. I had my first skiing lessons out there and had plenty of successful runs and a few falls. Last year, I hurt my ankle rather badly, actually. So this year I plan to take it easy. I'm just going to go and sunbathe, enjoy the mountain air, read a book and sip on some coffee while the rest of my family hits the slopes. It'll be much more relaxing. Speaker C.
What's the main reason for going to a ski resort? It's to go speeding down the slopes and have a great time in the snow, right? I find it very strange that every year at the ski resort my friends and I go to, there are the same individuals there who never ski. They have the complete outfit, with sunglasses, gloves, everything but the skis. You might even mistake them for professional skiers. I don't think they've skied once, though.
Speaker D.
Naturally, I paid close attention to everything I learnt in my skiing lessons. I learnt how to turn on the slopes. I even followed the basics of putting on and taking off the equipment. But always at the forefront of my mind was what to do when it was time to slow down and come to a halt. Imagine approaching a big hill and you just keep on going. You might just end up in hospital.
Speaker E.
Some people think that skiing is easy. You just put on some skis, grab your poles and take to the slopes. Maybe you'd start off on the beginner's slope, or maybe you'd just go for the big one. But I urge anyone with this idea to think again. You've got to learn all the proper techniques of turning and stopping before you get out there, otherwise you might get injured. Find an instructor and learn to ski the right way.
Speaker F. Skiing can be a frightening experience. I know the first time I skied the big slopes, I was rather terrified of how fast I ended up going. I wasn't even sure if I'd be able to stop when I arrived at the bottom. Luckily, though, every ski resort has an easy slope that's suitable for people like me. In fact, I often just stick to that slope. I'd rather just enjoy myself and leave the steep slopes to the pros. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I recommend skiing for the sheer thrill. Going down a big slope as fast as a moving vehicle. It's a dangerous sport, though, and confidence is a must. But really, if you don't even practice some basic exercises, you're going to have a hard time mastering the skill. If you're out of shape, I suggest doing a bit of working out and some strength training before you get out there. Otherwise, you're going to be tired out after one run.
Speaker B. I love going to the ski resort near my town every year. I had my first skiing lessons out there and had plenty of successful runs and a few falls. Last year, I hurt my ankle rather badly, actually. So this year, I plan to take it easy. I'm just going to go and sunbathe, enjoy the mountain air, read a book, and sip on some coffee while the rest of my family hits the slopes. It'll be much more relaxing. Speaker C.
What's the main reason for going to a ski resort? It's to go speeding down the slopes and have a great time in the snow, right? I find it very strange that every year at the ski resort my friends and I go to, there are the same individuals there who never ski. They have the complete outfit with sunglasses, gloves, everything but the skis. You might even mistake them for professional skiers. I don't think they've skied once, though.
Speaker D.
Naturally, I paid close attention to everything I learnt in my skiing lessons. I learnt how to turn on the slopes. I even followed the basics of putting on and taking off the equipment. But always at the forefront of my mind was what to do when it was time to slow down and come to a halt. Imagine approaching a big hill and you just keep on going. You might just end up in hospital.
Speaker E.
Some people think that skiing is easy. You just put on some skis, grab your poles, and take to the slopes. Maybe you'd start off on the beginner's slope, or maybe you'd just go for the big one. But I urge anyone with this idea to think again. You've got to learn all the proper techniques of turning and stopping before you get out there, otherwise you might get injured. Find an instructor and learn to ski the right way.
Speaker F. Skiing can be a frightening experience. I know the first time I skied the big slopes, I was rather terrified of how fast I ended up going. I wasn't even sure if I'd be able to stop when I arrived at the bottom. Luckily, though, every ski resort has an easy slope that's suitable for people like me. In fact, I often just stick to that slope. I'd rather just enjoy myself and leave the steep slopes to the pros. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.